Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, truly good, and He is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord thinks of everything. When you seek Him with your matters and your concerns, the Lord takes you serious. He will hear your prayers. He loves you, and He wants to show out big in your life. If you trust Him, God, all the Lord is looking for is people who will just trust Him. If you trust Him with your concerns, He will take you serious and you'll get to know the Lord for yourself. You can read about Him all day, and He's gotten people out of all kind of trouble, and He's done things to help mankind. He had a plan in motion to reveal Himself to men, and especially through Jesus Christ. You got to believe Him through Christ. That's the only way you'll ever get His attention. You can't go to another God, a foreign God, and think you're gonna know Him. The only way to get to God is through Jesus Christ. And that's the only way it's gonna happen. And I thank the Lord for what He's taught me. And see, people wonder, if I trust God, how will I know I'm on the right track? Follow the peace. When you get Him, when you believe on Jesus Christ, you're taking God at His word. He's not gonna ignore you then. You're going to receive something that no man has. That's peace. There's no man beside those who trust the Lord. Peace. Peace is fellowship with Him. And you have fellowship. You're at peace with Him. And when you believe on Him from the heart, that first love, these clue you in to everything else that's true in Him. And then He'll back up His word. And when you're sick, Isaiah 53:5, by His stripes we're healed. Goes right back to Jesus. By whose stripes? By Jesus' stripes. You're here. Now, today I have a treat for you. I got a blessed man of God. His name is Reverend Esker Ware. And he has a powerful testimony. You know, I love when people trust the Lord with their concern. You know, one day he trusted the Lord with his concern and he met Him. And now he know Him. And he lived like he know Him. I love that. You know, and also, I have an announcement. You know, the website, newlivingletters.com. Go to newlivingletters.com. All these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. They're there now in real time. And I want to share my brother with you. Let him tell you his testimony and whatever God put on his heart. His name is Esquire. Next voice you hear is that of Brother Esquire.
Praise the Lord. I just want to thank you, Minister Hamby, for giving me this opportunity to even share my testimony, man. But I'm so excited for what God brought me from. I'm just so excited that God had me on His mind when He delivered me. You know, I just want to thank God for my leadership, Pastor Willie B. O'Neill, Mount Canaan Full Gospel Church. That's where I attend. And I just want to thank God for my pastor being the man of God and me sitting under the word of God. And my church is Mount Canaan Full Gospel. Yes, He's a blessing, man. My pastor, I thank God for him. Our church is 2725 24th Street Southwest, Birmingham, Alabama, 35211. The phone number is 929-0707. Come worship with us. We're a family church with a teaching ministry, reaching the world for Christ. We got great confidence in the man and woman of God that share the word and every other minister that minister. But my thing is today, Thurston asked me, he said, well, what would you have to say? But for me, I always want to share my testimony because I give people hope. Mm-hmm. Because I started out in life, I was a good basketball player, thought that was going to bring me out. But I got caught up in the cracks of life somewhere. And I began to run the streets. I got on drugs. I got incarcerated. But how many do you know? The enemy meant it for evil, but God turned around and made it for my good. One thing I know, you can't lock the word up. He sent a word to prison to deliver me. And when He delivered me, I cried out to the Lord and He heard my cry. And I just want to let you know, if you're going through anything out there, the scripture that I had for today was 1 Peter 5:10. The Bible said, a God of all grace, who has called you into his eternal glory by Jesus Christ. He said, after you done suffered a while, He said, He'll make you perfect. He'll establish you and He'll settle you. God established me and settled me and made me perfect. And He gave me double for my trouble. I didn't know how to raise a family. Didn't know how to raise kids. But man, God then gave me the stability on how to raise my family, a man that take care of his family, love my wife, my children. Yeah. And man, I just want to thank God for the opportunity, because when you in Christ, ain't no stage too big for you. So I thank Erskine for believing in me to let me be able to share my testimony with the people out there and letting you know whatever you're going through, you don't suffer a while, but you got to give it over to Christ. The Bible said, cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. And God loved you. I had no idea how much God loved me till I got with him. And see, every man have one small size hole in them and can't nobody fill it but Jesus. Money can't do it. Stuff can't do it. Women, men can't do it. God is the author and the finisher of your faith. And Erskine, Thurston, I just thank God for you when you said you have to trust God. Yeah. You got to trust God when you can't trace him. You might not know, but the best thing you said was follow the peace.
Yeah.
It's the peace that lets you know. The peace that I have today, I searched all over. Still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater than you, Jesus. And I just want to make God big. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. And then the Bible said, I sought the Lord. He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. I don't have to fear going back to prison. I don't have to fear getting back on drugs, because God took that fear from me. Because he's not the God. God don't want us to fear. You know what I'm saying? He wants us to walk in peace. He wants us to walk in unity. Yeah. He wants us to trust him every step of the way. Yeah. And man, God has given me double for my trouble. So I came to tell you, if you're going through today, can't nobody fix it like Jesus. No. Only thing you got to do is submit and surrender. You know, and I go back to the scripture and what David said. He said, this poor man cried unto the Lord. Yeah. He heard me and saved me from all my troubles. Y'all, I was a man that was in trouble for real, but God has restored my life, put it all back together, and I'm still going after God. I'm uplifting him. I'm making him big. And I just want to thank God for this opportunity, man. Thurston, man, I just want to thank you for giving me this opportunity to share my testimony. And that ain't even half of it. But I know this is not the last opportunity that he's going to give me. I just want to thank God. If you seek him first, his kingdom and his righteousness, he said, all these things shall be added unto you.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And he said, trust in me with all your heart and lean not to thine own understanding. But he's saying, all thy ways acknowledge me, and he shall direct your path. So everything that's going on in my life, I had nothing to do with it. God is the author and the finisher of my faith. He is the leader. He is my defense. He fights for me. And I just thank God for being who he is in my life. And I just want to glorify him and thank him for what he got in front of me. Because the future is bright. Without me, he said, without me, you can do nothing. But with me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So you can't do it on your own. You need Christ in your life to do it. And I just want to thank God for this opportunity. And I'm going to give it back over to Minister Thurston in Jesus' name.
You know, when the Lord bless you, every time he show you something, help you see something new, get you out of the ditch, whatever it is, you say, wow, I wish everybody knew this.
Man, I wish everybody knew.
You know how, you know, sometimes people get saved as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, with when you got peace, there's no reason to go out there fooling around. Some people meander out there and they get bit and they come back. Some people, they just stay in the love of God.
Yeah.
And they don't really know what it's like to be under Satan's foot.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't know what it's like.
They don't know what it's like
to be out there, you know, and in the world, if you never had a reference of who God is, you don't know where to turn. When people say, trust God, you're like, who is God? You don't know him. And you're out there stranded, and you don't even know it. You don't know he loves you. You don't know he care about you. And one time the Lord told me that people, when they, the first authority figures shape the way you see him.
Mm-hmm.
They shape the way you see God. All right, if you had a grandmother or a mother or a father that love you, or people that just loved you and they taught you about the Lord, you got a reference. Mm-hmm. Some people don't have that reference. And they out there, they don't know that they can trust the Lord and he can answer you. Now, if this is the case, and sometimes it is, I want you to know that if you take the Lord at his word,
yes,
He is there.
He is there.
And you're going to find out if you go on to trust him and serve him and and learn who he is, you're going to find out he was always there.
Yeah.
And my dad was a pastor. My mother was one of the best mother I could ever have.
Man,
and she would teach me the word, but I didn't know the Lord for myself. I was not a Christian. People would have thought that I was a good Christian kid. I grew up, I knew who God was. I knew I believed that he was God, but I didn't know him for myself. I didn't get saved till I was 19. Once I was 19, I was upset with not only every Christian, but my parents too, because nobody told me that was peace like that. But they didn't know to tell me that. I know the difference. I know what it's like to be a sinner.
Yeah.
And I know what it's like to be a Christian.
That's right.
I know what it's like to be a child.
Yeah.
The only reference I can give you, see, children's spirits are lit.
Lit.
If you're an adult and you never asked the Lord to save you, when you get saved, the closest reference that you can ever have is when you was a child. Because your spirit is in league with God again. It's in, you're at peace. You feel the peace of God. Now, there ain't nothing in the world out there that can give you that reference. The closest one is when you was a child, the innocence of a child. But it's better than that.
Yeah.
when you invite the Lord in your heart, when you believe on Jesus Christ, now you have fellowship with God. You have peace. Not only that, the Holy Spirit lives in your spirit. Even if you hadn't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you believe on Jesus, see, we have the Holy Spirit within, and if you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you have the Holy Spirit upon.
That's right.
Now, I know what it's like to be a sinner. I know what it's like to be a Christian, having the Holy Spirit within, because you have the peace.
You had the peace.
In 6 months after I got saved in May of 1993. Well, in November, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and I spoke in tongues. Now I know what it's like to be a sinner, to be a Christian, a born-again Christian, and also to have a Christian that has the Holy Spirit upon him. And all of it is good. And when you have the Holy Spirit upon you, that's to help other people. When you have and being a Christian, you have the Holy Spirit in you. That's what the Lord will teach you and train you from your heart.
Heart, yeah.
He's in your heart, and he will guide you into all truth. When people speak things that's just not right, you don't know how to prove it, but you just have an unction that something wrong with that. and you say, I ain't going that route.
I ain't going that route.
But when you yield to the Holy Spirit, and everybody that gets saved, they're not always teachable. Some people go far in the Lord, they excel, and some people just stay where they are, which is fine, because you're going to heaven. But if you're teachable, now you're going to learn some things. And you're going to know what it's like to have a relationship with the Lord.
Go ahead, Mr. That's good. Ain't nothing like relationship.
Ain't nothing like it.
Yeah, it's a difference.
Yeah. And every time you grow from glory to glory, you say, oh, man, that makes life better.
And Minister Hamby, all of us have an assignment.
Yeah.
When you get Christ, that's the only way you know your identity. When I was doing drugs and running the streets and end up getting incarcerated, I didn't know who I was.
Uh-uh.
But when I found Christ, I discovered some stuff.
Yeah, you discovered.
You know what I'm saying? When you stay in the Word of God, the gospel is a mystery.
Yeah.
But you have to see. You have to keep hearing.
Uh-huh.
The Bible said faith come by hearing and hearing. And hearing by the Word of God.
Yeah.
The more words you hear, the more faith. Go from faith to faith. From glory to glory. So you will know your assignment. You will know your purpose.
Yeah.
You know, the process I went through in my life, the process was, it was for purpose.
Mm-hmm.
God know the plan and the purpose that he have for our life.
Yeah.
He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you,
yeah,
thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Right.
So God had a way out for me.
Uh-huh.
I just had to get with God, but he chose me now.
Yeah.
But I took heed.
Yeah.
The Bible said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word.
Yeah.
So I had to take heed to the word of God, and the word of God transformed my life. And man, my life has not been the same. My mind been renewed.
Uh-huh.
And so I just thank God for the way I think today.
Yeah.
And you know, he said your gift will make room for you. That's why I thank God for this opportunity that you gave me today.
Yeah.
To speak among, you know, to the people to give them hope.
Yeah.
To know outside of Christ, you can't do it.
No.
If you just confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved.
That's right.
You can't work your way into the kingdom.
No.
You just got to believe that he died and then stay. He'll work the rest of that stuff out.
Right.
It ain't going to change overnight. Right. Your hand ain't going to change. Your leg, you know, all that stuff going to be the same.
Yeah.
But it's something on the inside of you.
That's going to change.
That's going to change. Because you take on the nature of Christ.
And remember, and you can't earn it.
You can't earn it.
God love you right now, even in your mess.
Even in your mess, he love you. That's that's why I said I had no idea how much God loved me when I was locked up. Yeah. He spoke to my heart. Mm-hmm. Even in spite of that, he said he didn't wait until we get it right to love on us. He said when we were dead wrong, Christ died for the ungodly.
Yeah.
He didn't have to. He didn't wait till I get it right to love me.
Yeah. Now, people, they might be frustrated with you in your mess.
Yeah.
And God don't like the way sin did you. But he still loves
love you.
And that's the point. See, if you believe on him, he can erase that sin.
Oh, he can erase it, man. Because he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Yep. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. When our life changed, therefore, we begin to walk in the newness of life.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We're walking in the newness of life.
Yeah.
And God made us new.
And everybody's got a purpose.
A purpose.
So many people want to know, why am I here?
Yeah.
Why did God make me?
My.
There is a purpose.
There is a purpose.
The purpose do exist. And I'm going to put it this way. You remember something about Adam and you. Adam was designed to live forever.
Mm-hmm.
All right? If you're going to live forever, all right, inside your heart, there are things that will manifest to the good over time.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God will draw it out. Whatever's necessary, whatever God needs, he can draw it out. There are treasures in you. The way you think, the way you, if you renew your mind, you'll think correctly. The enemy, while you were on his side, while you were out there in the darkness of the world, he's tried to get you further and further away from God so that he don't have to fight you. He don't want to fight you after you done met Jesus and you start growing from glory to glory and Christ is formed in you.
Preach.
Now see, when Christ is formed in you, he's not taking over your will. You are inviting God and his knowledge and his wisdom in you. When Christ is formed in you, you'll be able to operate just like he did.
Yes.
And then he will reveal to you what he wants you to do. And every ministry is different.
It's different.
Some ministries, they teach a lot, and the Lord give them a financial network.
Yeah.
Some ministries, like mine, he uses my ability to fix these cars, and I finance my own ministry. And there's a purpose behind it. He told me why he did it that way. I'm not jealous of the people that have a network. They doing what they're supposed to do.
So, Minister Hammond, every time you fix my car, I'm sowing into your ministry.
Exactly.
I like that. So I keep breaking my car then.
Because
I want to sow into your ministry.
Yeah. And that's how it works. God got a purpose.
And it's your radio ministry. I thank God for you, man. Yeah. Me and my wife was riding one Saturday, and I said, she turned the radio. She said, that's Erskine. I said, this is my first time. And, man, you brought the word of God. And we rolled it out, man. And I said, Lord, I thank you. Now, look here today. I'm on the radio with you.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. You know, hey, I didn't ever think it. But I said, when you plan this today for me to come with you, I said, Lord, I thank you.
Uh-huh.
Just to talk to the people out there in the land, man, to let them know when God brought me out, man, I just want to let people know that ain't nothing too hard for God.
No, nothing. See, the Lord, he think of everything. The more I say that, every time I learn something from him, he thinks of everything. And he knows how people will see you. He knows how people will consider you. And then he put his light in you. And you speak words. Now, I'm going to tell you something I told a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
He felt down. He felt like, well, it's not working. Because I don't see nothing. I don't see what I expect. A lot of times when people don't see what they expect, they get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, let me tell you. I said, the word's going forth, right? Yeah. I'm preaching the word, but I don't see nothing. I said, sometimes it's not what you see. I said, how many people went to jail? How many people got divorced over the last several years? Nobody. Sometimes it's what you don't see. And I said, now, the man that had thoughts about this other woman, and you gave the word, and he squashed that plan. Of Satan, he not going to come back and tell you that you saved his marriage. And the woman that did the same thing, she thought about divorcing her husband because she was mad at him, and you spoke the word, and she squashed Satan's plan, and she not going to come back and tell you that you saved her marriage.
So he planted a seed.
He did.
An incorruptible seed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an incorruptible seed that been planted, man. You got to keep on. He said, some water, some plant. Yeah. But it's him that get an increase.
The children that stayed in college, they stayed in the will of God. They didn't deviate because you said something that the enemy had a plan against them, and they were about to fall for it. And they heard the word, and they squashed that plan. You can't see these things. God see it all. I said, when you do what God do, as long as you obey him, everything is working.
And Erskine, this is the most excited part about me telling my testimony, even what God has done and established my life and put my life back together. The good thing about it, I'm the same people that came to the prison to minister to me, now I'm in the prison ministry. I've been doing prison ministry for 8 years. I went last night. The word went forth, man. 12 people got saved.
Oh, man.
So I'm on my assignment from God. I thought I was going to die getting high. I thought I was a crackhead for the rest of my life. But when I found Jesus, I found out I was a man of God for the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
So I found my identity.
Yeah.
But I'm on my assignment.
Yeah.
I go down to the prison, Donaldson, and minister, man, to get a guy's hope. Mm. And, man, God meet me.
God love every one of them.
And he love every one of them. I tell them all the time, man, God is a delivering God. He can, no matter what you did, no matter what you did in your life, God can restore your life back. But you got to give him, but you got to give God something to work with.
Yeah.
The reason I'm able to share my testimony and I'm still going, because I gave God something to work with.
Right.
I said, yes, Lord. I thought it was hard, but I just needed to tell God yes.
Yeah.
Somebody one yes, Lord, away from God doing something in their life.
Yeah, one yes, Lord.
Just one yes, Lord. Minister Henry, one yes, yes Lord. Lord. I thought it was hard. I just began to tell God yes.
Yeah.
If he said it, I said yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to, when I told God yes, he led me and guided me in the place that I didn't think that I can do it. The stuff that I thought that I couldn't do, I was able to do it because I told him yes.
Yeah. When you say yes, Lord, you open up a whole...
I open up something.
Another world, a bigger world.
See,
everybody, we on one planet, but everybody come from different worlds. I say that because of their society. Who are they around every day for years? That's their world. Some people have never seen a miracle in their world.
Come on with it.
And right down the street, there's another world. There are people who do see miracles. Now, I go to a church, people get healed of serious problems all the time. And I see this. My children, my middle daughter had Crohn's.
Mm-hmm.
And she had scar tissue in her colon. And she kept having problems. So she went back after the pastor laid hands on, they couldn't find the Crohn's no more. It was gone.
My. We serve a supernatural God.
Yeah. And then she had that part of her colon cut out and hadn't had any more trouble. She had surgery on Monday.
Thank God for the healing.
And ate waffles and bacon on Friday.
Oh, man, I thank
same week.
God. He's a healer. He said, healing is the children's bread.
That's right.
He'll heal you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll deliver you. Whatever you're going through in your marriage, in your life, give it to God. He will anoint it, whatever it is. He said the anointing what destroys the yoke.
Yeah. You do, and it worked. We pray. Let's pray that you have a speedy recovery.
A speedy recovery.
And no colostomy bag. And she didn't have that,
man,
and she
great.
Had a speedy recovery. She brought. I worked on a car last week. She drove her right on back to Montgomery to college.
Went on back.
I thank God for His miracle. She grew up seeing people heal. And she expected it.
And she told God, yes.
Healing was in her world. Jesus was in her world. And she told me about a dream she had, and some of the Christian friends she had, they were taking communion, and she told them what Jesus said. She said, right now, do what's right. Don't only do what's right, because Jesus is about to return. Now that was her dream. Mm-hmm. And the Lord's about to return. The theme of these broadcasts is the final moments. We're in the final moments. The judgments of God are about to begin.
Yeah.
The days of revelation is around the corner.
Preach.
Jesus said, tell my people my return is imminent, and be ready that they be not left.
So the time is at hand.
The time is at hand. And see, you want to be included. And yield yourself to God. Say yes to whatever God want to do. Remember, the preacher's in the last final moments, the last hour. God's going to work through them. And he going to pay them for the preachers that was in ministry for years and provoke jealousy against them. And everybody that's been doing the word a long time, they're going to be jealous of what the final moment preachers are going to do. And that's real. They're gonna get the same reward.
That's good.
Now, you know, Jesus thinks of everything.
Dang.
And if you follow him, you're going to find out that you are imparted to him. He loves you sincerely.
Sincerely, man.
He loved you when you were on the run from him.
He loved me, man.
See, he can see the day when you're going to rejoice in him.
Yeah.
And he don't want you excluded. He loves you. And Jesus, not only did he die for us, he calls us to the ministry. And you know, in our precepts and understanding, we're some of the most unusual people. We didn't think we could do it. When the Lord called me to the ministry, I didn't think I could do it. I didn't want the responsibility. I said I'd already messed my life up. I don't want to mess up somebody else's life. And then when I found out he gave me a message, that's when I got interested. And when I found out,
to you.
Yeah. When he gave me my first message and I preached it in his strength, I said, this is interesting.
Yeah.
This is beyond me.
Oh, you got anointing on you now.
Yeah, now with the anointing, yeah, let's go.
It. It's anointing on it now.
See, the anointing is kind of like a bulldozer.
Yeah.
If a man say, we're going to pay you, but you got to move this dirt from this point down the road. Now, how long is it going to take me to move that dirt by myself? I feel insulted. I can't do it. But when he said, now you're going to use that bulldozer, okay. Now, I can move the dirt. I can do some good. With the anointing, I asked the Lord for his interpretation of the anointing. The Lord gave me some definitions. I said, Lord, what's your definition of the anointing? I never thought to ask him that until a few years ago. And he said, it's a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. It's a sanction. Sanction means set apart. When he give you something to do, there's an anointing to do it. Whatever it is. Don't limit God. It don't have to be what everybody else is doing. When he anoints you, that's a sanction that gives a man or a woman. Man or woman denotes that's pointing out maturity. When he trains you and you're ready, he anoints you. It's a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. He didn't say a boy or a girl, but remember this. He said a man or a woman, but it's not limited to age. If a child is mature enough, they can be anointed. But you have to be mature spiritually. And when that happens, he'll anoint you to your surprise most of the time. See, years went by. I was in the Lord. I was going to a good church. Just like my brother here, Willoughby O'Neill is his pastor.
My pastor.
Well, before me and my wife got married, he was my wife's pastor.
Yeah.
So he's a good pastor.
Yeah,
I got
good
a good
pastor.
Wife.
Yeah, you got a good wife. That's good.
See, good wives come out of good church.
That's good.
Anyway.
That's good.
Yeah. And perfect wives, they listen to Jesus. So when you have a good pastor, And you listen to Jesus, you can do some perfected things.
Yeah.
So the anointing gives you God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. And the anointing will train you. God will give you, because you're anointed, you read the word, the prophet will say, the word of the Lord came to me saying. Now he wasn't praying. He wasn't fasting. He was going about his everyday routine. And then the word of the Lord came to him.
Saying.
saying what to do.
Yeah.
Now, when that happens, you got to treasure that. Put that on the top shelf. That's what's going to win souls. That's what's going to get people out of the darkness of this evil world.
Yeah.
And see, what you did may have been wrong, but God loves you. The mess you made could have been terrible, but God loves you.
Yeah.
And he's willing to save you and train you and bless your life.
Yeah, bless my life.
And he's going to help you as an individual. He loves you for you, not for what you can do, but he's going to enable you to do something to turn things around.
Yeah.
And people are going to live that would have died.
Yeah, that would have died. Just seeing your life.
Yeah.
You know, that's why God allowed things to come into our life, because he wants the glory out of it. But you go through stuff in your life. When you come out, God get the glory.
Right.
And he's getting the glory out of my life. And I just want to thank him. And I want to stay in place, Minister Hamby.
Uh-huh.
I want to stay in place so God can use me for his glory and get the glory out of my life. Because he created me for his glory.
That's right.
And, you know?
And he'll work through you. It's not our works.
Yeah.
Jesus do the work. He did the work for us. He did what we couldn't do for ourselves.
Yeah.
See, when you believe on him and on Jesus, and that his blood washed away your sin, that he rose to resurrect you out of this world, all right, you get a brand new spirit. You don't want to sin anymore. That's why the devil have to tempt Christians to get them back interested.